This is Dr. Minha. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Nancy Kislowski, NancyKislowski, date of birth 06-18-1946. Date of appointment May 7, 2026, requesting physician Kevin Cope, K-E-V-I-N-C-O-P-E. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Nancy Kislowski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 79-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who fell in October 6, 2025. She hit head on the concrete. She went to the Saratoga Hospital. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. MRI will be done next week. Since then, she's having headache. Last headache was 4 days in a row. Headache is usually frontal, dull. No photophobia. Please rewrite again. No pulsating, no throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness, no visual phenomena. She was started on Topamax and she was taking 50 milligram and she was feeling better. She went to Florida and then she stopped taking the Topamax. PMD suggested to increase the Celebrex. She is using ibuprofen and Tylenol. She restarted the Topamax 25 milligram 2 times daily. This time it is not working. When headache is bad, she cannot focus. Past medical history, degenerative disc disease, colon polyp, depression, gastroparesis, anxiety, coronary arteriosclerosis, type 2 diabetes mellitus, essential hypertension, GERD, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Past surgical history, back surgery, allergy to contrast dye, medications are oxybutynin, synthroid, Farxiga, Lexapro, aspirin, Claritin, Mounjaro, famotidine, Celebrex, azelastatin, simvastatin, melatonin, Tricor, Ramipril, famotidine, mirtazapine, Nutrafol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks 2 glasses of wine in a month. She is retired. She is widow, lives alone, have 2 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, both had diabetes, no sister, 2 brothers, 1 deceased due to end stage renal disease, 1 has a diabetes. A review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I find out that she had headache, confusion, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 100/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south valves on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 1/4, plantar responses are flexure, sensory system examination revealed, presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, she has difficulty walking in a straight line. Rambak test mildly positive. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, post-concussion syndrome. Number 3, history of closed head injury. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Topamax to 50 milligram 2 times daily. If this medication will not work, then I will change the medication. I would like to order the blood test including SED rate, ANA, RA factor, B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office in a month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.